This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You guys have heard me speak about Michael Bowen quite a bit. Michael's a very bright guy, very bright. And he wrote a piece about this conflict going on in Israel, but as it relates to us. And as usual, I'm always very interested. And here's what he wrote. He said, "War sucks, but we know how to psychologically adjust. What people hate more than they can hate each other is the sucker punch. The surprise attack, the unexpected bomb. I'm tempted to begin a meme journal of all the concepts we'll hear jawboned until the headlines are reoriented to the next big thing. But attentions are concentrated by the same element of surprise that anybody with an opinion and a megaphone will be laying at the doorsteps over the next several weeks. It's war, and we all know how to be at war." Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I pride myself on bringing you people that process differently. I happen to be one of them. And Michael's got his absolute strengths, and I tell you, there are times I feel like I can't feel a thimble to his knowledge. But what I am good at, I'm good at. And in piecing and parsing what he's written here, there's so much to take in that I think I can add to. And I want to certainly try to do that this hour. And we've got a lot to cover. Trying to make it interesting as we usually do, as I try to do every single day. And whether or not it is of interest, you let me know. Quick shout out. I've been talking about merch. We're going to be running a series of new commercials, et cetera, things that we've generated because we aren't getting any revenue from the commercials that we currently run. And it's not about revenue because, as I tell you guys, it's about what is the inspiration of why we do this? Why are you here? Why do you listen to me? And, as much as I lament the situation, I still believe that there's a reason my voice is still being heard, and I still believe that within 2 degrees of separation, we can take this thing from colloquial to absolutely gigantic, which is where I was headed. I believe that we were silenced. I was silenced because I could be an important person. And not because I think I'm important. I tell you guys, I'm reading an article right now, talking to you about an article of a guy that I think has geometrically my intellect in certain areas. I'm proud to tell you that. But I still believe there's an importance to me. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's finding guys like him. Maybe it's inspiring you. I don't know what's going to radiate from this. I just know that something is supposed to radiate. I feel that. So anyway, what I hope is that we can figure it out together and quickly and find these radiators. I talk about this guy. He was a pastor, Stevie. And Stevie had me go to his church. And when I'm on his radio show or at his church, Stevie says the same thing. He introduces me as the guy who opened his mind, who made him think differently about his life, about his politics, about his beliefs. And he opens every show, every visit I go, anything I do with his church, it is all that way. And I always marvel because this is a bright guy. He's in front of a congregation every single day. And he talks, I don't know when he's in front, but he's certainly every week. And he's talking about now he's seeing through a different prism. Is that what we're supposed to do? Is that what my role is in life? I don't know. I believe it to be. I'm figuring it out. Continuing, Michael Bowen. "Not hate, disgust," is the next title of his paragraph. "We Americans suffer a pathetic class of journos who enjoy talking about hate as if it were a special and unusual emotion that makes us do the unthinkable. The unconscionable happens every day. The journalists show us the unthinkable. Now, ladies and gentlemen, must decide whether to come up with excuses to make the unthinkable somehow conscionable. Another class of news consumers with no martial education, he's saying military, consider that the purpose of militaries is to find idiots absent of human conscience to plan and execute unconscionable acts. So one of the word clouds about Israel and Palestine will be filled with rhetoric of hate versus love and the impossibility of military intelligence. He says, basically, don't look for hate. Hate is not the sustaining emotion. Hate simply enables rage. When you hate somebody or something, you rage to get it out of your space. Hate in the rage is a tactical equation. Disgust, in contrast, is a sustained emotion. He says, when you're disgusted with someone or something, you are much more calculating in your approach. You don't want to simply rage against it. You strategically plan to eliminate it altogether. The disgusted man can be calm and rational. He doesn't need to rage. But he has a plan to sterilize the object of this of his disgust from existence. Jews understand this. He says, I would hope you recognize the difference between hate and disgust because it is key in the determination between tactical conflict and strategic missions. Disgust leads to extermination, which is the strategic equation. He says, now in the context of hate versus disgust, consider the difference between refusing the right of Israel to exist and refusing to end occupation of Gaza. Netanyahu's Israel rages at Gaza. Hamas is disgusted at the existence of the Jewish state. Note, this is not a question of capabilities. It is a question of intent. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, that's a fact. Israel is not trying to get rid of all the Palestinians or all the Arabs. They say, we just want to live in peace. The other side of this equation wants Israel gone. You get it? They are disgusted by their existence. And they are playing the long game. And you know what we're doing? Sadly, our nation, led by leftists, is encouraging this. The people that claim that they want everybody to be happy and get along and pursue happiness, etc., is destroying the world.
Jackson Radio Show.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-257-3672. 800-257-3672. 800-257-3672. That's 800-257-3672.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
We have lost our way as a society when we allow conflict to turn into war. And the Spanish philosopher, his name is George Santayana, he said, only the dead have seen the end of war. I always reflect back on what the Bible says. There will be wars and rumors of wars. That is what we will have to the end of days. And it's only escalating. And I'm not going to get all biblical. Oh, you know, it's coming. We know it's coming. At some point, there's a generation of us that are not going to be here any longer. Let me clarify that. We're older. The rapture's not likely to come on our watch. But it's coming. The world is not going to be here forever. And as society continues to devolve, I talked about this ad nauseum. I don't know that I want to be here. If you said to me, Kevin, I said it the other day, you could have all the money and you could live and you know, continue on with life, I would tell you, no, thank you. No, thank you. Yeah, I could find my pleasures. I could find, you know, go out on the ocean and sail in my yacht. But it's just a matter of time.
before something gruesome occurs, or something to remind me that I'm a human being. It wouldn't be promised to me, I guess is what I'm getting at. There is no fortune that would be promised to me that I know I would be able to keep. No pursuit of happiness that I know would continue per the Constitution and per God's law. I don't think it would happen. I'm not telling you we're doomed. We got to work. We got work to do. And we can put it off as long as we can. But I feel like I should quote, you guys hear me talk a lot about Machiavelli. And here's what he says. There's no avoiding war. It can only be postponed to the advantage of others. In other words, whatever your strife is, the battle that is within you, somebody's going to bring it to you when it's to their advantage. And I think that's sort of the definition of evil. When somebody says, you know, Kevin, you think you're going to go out there and just live your life and not, you know, and be happy and do all the things that God, which in the Bible doesn't promise you peace. It just says there's peace through understanding, peace through me, through getting closer to your Father. But there's no promises. But we still suffer from this belief that everything is supposed to be easy. It is not. And I'm going to tell you right now, I have lived a charmed life. I have intellect beyond belief. I've got a beautiful family, beautiful friends, etc. And I'm telling you right now, the devil will test you. I'm tested. My finances are tested. You name it. But you know what? I will stay the course. Because I got to win in the end. And that win doesn't come in the accoutrements of life. I wish it did. I wish that all the karma that I put into this world came back to me. I say that. Maybe I don't want to wish that too much. But I believe I've been a good person. But I'm going to tell you, the measuring stick is it varies. And I don't want to make myself out to be some saint, because I'm not. I am a flawed human being. But here's what I do know. You may run along thinking, Kevin Jackson, you're a good person. Somebody's going to bring the evil to you. There's a Machiavellian person out there that says, oh, yeah, you think you've avoided the war. You've only postponed it because now I get mine. I'm coming to get it. War, folks, it is not good for us. It is not good for Israel. It is not good for the Palestinians. Israel's not picking a fight. I just went over Michael's stuff where he talked about the difference between hate and disgust. Disgust is a long-range plan. Don't let somebody be disgusted with you. Hate is it can be temporary. It's fleeting. It turns into rage and then it goes back. Disgust lingers. Anyway, we're fighting for nothing. But leftists encourage it. They start fights. They get rich in times of strife, in times of conflict. That's when they make the most. Here's the interesting thing. Folks, you can get rich beyond belief with no conflict. It just takes a lot more work. It reminds me of Schindler's List. The guy who was a failure at everything saw the war as an opportunity. And what did he do? He greased the skids of the Nazis. Made himself, took all the money he had, got him a nice suit, bought a bunch of really good goodies, and started giving them out. And then he'd go get pictures with these Nazis, and suddenly he was the guy everybody wanted to know. Who's this Oskar Schindler? Oskar Schindler. Schindler, Schindler, Schindler. And then he gets all the contracts, the government contracts, making the most money he's ever made. And then he gets conscience. He decides, you know what? What's all this for? I've gotten it now. I've achieved it. What has it gotten me? It's gotten him nothing. Okay, I don't know. Hezbollah, Hamas, what do you get when the Jews are gone? Who do you point to next? You want an answer, Americans? You want an answer, Christians? You think they stop there? Their disgust goes a lot deeper than that. But what happens if Israel gets what it wants? Peace. Leave us alone. What happens if you get what you want? I'm going to be talking about this in a bit. I'm going to ask you a question, and I'm going to answer it for you, but I want to hear from you when I do ask this question. I'm not going to ask it now. I'm just teasing it at this stage. But I'm going to ask you a very important question, and it'll help you get some sort of an idea, some sanity into your life about what this is all about. Michael wrote this: now is the time for good partisans to show their faces and declare their places. What are you partisan about? Are you for hate or for disgust? Because see, both are reasonable emotions, but one leads to a long-range strategic plan that's devious in nature. The other can be fleeting. Has a child ever said to you, "I hate you"? Because you didn't give them what they wanted. You took away their mobile phone. Exactly. Herodotus said, "In peace, sons bury their fathers, but in war, fathers bury their sons." How many sons are getting buried right now in Israel? How many daughters are getting buried? How many people are being tortured? For what? To what end? I remember Tolstoy reading Tolstoy, and he said the two most powerful warriors are patience and time. I believe that. So what are we going to do? What's our long game? What's our disgust strategy as conservatives? You know what I'm disgusted with? I'm disgusted with liars. I'm disgusted with those who would wage war as a political weapon. That's what we're up against right now. We've got people that don't care about the human condition. Academics, politicians, all leftists who will watch people die and not even think about it. It doesn't even stir an emotion in them.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. One House Republican admitting the current status of not having a speaker is not good. Speaking on CNN's State of the Union, Texas Congressman Dan Crenshaw noted that Kevin McCarthy was ousted as Speaker of the House, even though only a handful of Republicans voted for his removal. The Israel-Hamas war continuing to rage more than a week after the fighting started. A ground invasion of Gaza appears imminent as clean water, food, medical supplies, and fuel are running short while thousands are attempting to flee south. Former President Trump expected to be back in a New York courtroom this week as his civil fraud trial continues. His former lawyer, Michael Cohen, had been scheduled to take the stand, but that got delayed due to a health issue. No word yet on when Cohen's testimony will be rescheduled. Corey Myers, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
So we did a flashback post not that long ago. And the reason why it came to mind was I remember researching terror and coming to the conclusion that Iran was the major source of terror. I didn't know up until that time. And interestingly, one of my Jewish friends after the attack, he called me and he says, Kevin, I'm calling to get your opinion. He goes, I'm going to ask you a question. You give me the answer. He goes, and he wasn't feeding me any lines. He says, I want you to, he goes, I'm going to ask you this question. Tell me your thoughts. And he says, who do you think sponsors more terror than anybody in the world? Where would you say the terror in the Middle East emanates from? And I wasn't sure what he was going for. I said, well, I've done a bit of research on this, and my answer is Iran. And he says, see, that's why I call you, because I know you're going to know. He goes, that's exactly right. And this is a very learned man. And he told me, he goes, you're exactly right. And what I'm going to share with you is what my observations were from that period of time where I was like, you've got to be kidding me. It was so easy to connect the dots. And what I did was the type of thing that I do. I went back and looked up the history of it. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. The Kevin Jackson Network. Give us a look. And I hope you like what you see. And if you are of a ilk to support us, do so. I'll tell you right now, we need it. We are the type of group that is involved in all kinds of things. And I always want to tell you guys what we do. We help the young lady. I didn't have the money, but we helped the young lady get her teeth fixed. A group gave her $15,000 because she had cancer and it ruined her teeth. And I made a phone call and we got her that money. We have a veteran who was struggling with renal failure, and I don't know where he's ending up on this thing because it's still in limbo, but we have a donor that's willing to give him $360,000 to get that operation. Now, you may say, well, Kevin, why don't you use these donors for, you know, what you're doing? Because if you say to me, Kevin, you could save a guy's life or you could, you know, forego some expenses here and there, where do you think I'm going to put the money? You know, save the guy's life. The guy probably has the money to give us some. In fact, he is a donor. And who knows what he's going to do. But that's not my mission. My mission is to impact people directly. And we do it every day. The kids we sent to Hillsdale. I couldn't be more proud of Lawrence Johnson, who found these kids. We got them to Hillsdale. We paid for it, for this trip, for these kids. And we get them to Hillsdale. And they come back and they're completely changed. Our program that's set up for this, C-PREP,
Go to SeekingEducationalExcellence.org. Anything you donate there is tax deductible. I mean, if you're donating $5, please don't do it. The paperwork alone costs us more to report on that. But if it's significant dollars, go there because it's tax deductible. And we use it to help the kids. What's funny, Charles is the executive director. I'm the founder. Melissa runs all the operations and stuff. None of us take a salary. So, I mean, it's insane what we do, and we're always giving back. And we're, as I say, the best stewards of your dollars, of anybody out there. But it is your money, and nobody can tell you what to do, and that me either. But every dollar that you get, that as they like to say, it's fungible. So if a dollar offsets my cost, it means it's a dollar more that can go into the helping people. Not just children, but people. The event we put on, it was more for adults in the what I would call the wokeism of the world than it was for kids. Kids could learn, but it was for the adults. Now, we learned a lot from that. We need to expose that to other people so we can expand that message, because wokeism is everywhere. Well, let me go back to this, what we were talking about with these Muslim attacks. So I went back, you know, decades, and there were decades where there just really weren't that many, quote, Muslim attacks. And I'm not telling you everything's documented, so you have to take it with a grain of salt. But, you know, it's like crime being reported in New York City. You think you got everything reported? Of course not. But in terms of major attacks, in the 70s, there was only one major attack that took place by Muslims, credited to Muslims, and it was in Saudi Arabia. It was the Grand Mosque was attacked. 240 people were killed and 180 were wounded. And you, again, when you go look at the flashback, we reference where this information comes from. I had a guy challenge me on it. And I said, look, I'm not here to debate whether it was one attack or three attacks. But here's what I will tell you. In the 70s, we weren't always concerned about Muslim attacks. In the 80s, 657 people were killed and wounded in less than a dozen attacks. The largest attack of that decade was the Marine Barracks in Beirut. And some of you will probably remember this. 307 Marines were killed and 75 were wounded. The countries of the attack were the usual suspects: Syria, Lebanon, Kuwait, and other Middle Eastern countries. And of course, hardly a decade goes by without an attack on Israel. And even European countries were not immune, because Denmark and Spain were attacked in the 80s. Just putting it in perspective. So let's move into the 90s. But before we do that, let me remind you of what happened. In 1980, Iran came back together. The mullahs took over and kicked out the Shah. And in the 70s, one terror attack of that Saudi mosque. In the 80s, they said less than a dozen. And I gave you the worst one was against the United States, the Marine Barracks in Beirut. And then there were some smidgens of attacks. And as I mentioned, Denmark and Spain were attacked in that decade. By the 90s, and this is where it gets interesting, Islamic attacks began to escalate. There were three dozen attacks. Total carnage for the decade, give or take, roughly 1,049 people killed, 7,557 wounded. And so things started to ratchet in the 90s. We went from one attack in the 70s to roughly, roughly a dozen, I think is what they said, less than a dozen in the 70s, in the 80s rather. And in the 90s, three dozen attacks, 36. So we've gone from 1, let's just say 12, to 36. So we're getting geometric. China, the United States, the United Kingdom, France, and many others had joined the list of countries under attack in the 1990s. Now, the United States could say, well, we were attacked in the 80s because it was our Marine Corps barracks. But I'm just saying, now they were starting to escalate. So I recapped in this post that I wrote, the article at the time. In the 70s, one attack, 240 people killed, 180 wounded. In the 80s, 9 people attacked, 657 killed, 303 wounded. In the 90s, they said 19 people attacked. I thought it was more than that. It's still geometric, 9 to 19. I thought it was 36. I'm looking at my producers like they know. It's an old article, so don't sweat it. But now you get to the new millennium. And the attacks have grown, you know, the ability for us to track all this stuff, everything's grown. And here's what happened. They stopped measuring attacks by decade, and they started measuring by year in the new millennium. And in the year 2001 alone, there were 4,687 deaths by Islamic terrorists, 13,500 plus people wounded. So in 1 year, more people were killed and wounded by Islamic terrorists than in the entire modern era. The largest attack, of course, occurred in America, as the World Trade Center was targeted and 2,996 people died, 6,000 wounded. In 2002, you ready? 821 people killed, 2,897 wounded. Now, let me give you the numbers for the 90s again. In the 90s, 1,049 people killed is what they accounted for, 7,757 wounded. In the year 2002, they almost had more people killed in the decade of the 90s and a third of them of the wounded in 1 year. Fast forward to 2004, 1,066 people were killed, 4,000 wounded. So in 2004, as many people were killed in 1 year than in the decade of the 90s, and over half of the people were wounded in 1 year than the entire decade of the 90s. And hopefully that puts it in perspective. Now, the only epicenter of all of this revolves around the return of the mullahs to Iran.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-257-3672. 800-257-3672. 800-257-3672. That's 800-257-3672.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
We have watched the world get more dangerous. There's nobody listening to this program that this sneaked up on them. We've watched the world get more dangerous. Look at the cities in America. They give you crime stats. Oh, it's up and down since this time or whatever. The cities are more dangerous. I think we talked about this before, but remember back in the old West, old Dodge City, we were forming the nation. And people, it was an outlaw mentality. You had to get what you could get. You almost understand it. Because if you needed something, you needed it. And if they didn't want to give it to you, well, the strong survived. But then we started getting civilized. We got marshals and we got sheriffs. And we built this system that said, we're going to make sure that lawlessness goes down. Because
it was a, you know, Dodge City and Tombstone and towns like that were just rife with crime. And all the, when we, gold was discovered in California, you go to those mining camps, they were the most deadly places on the planet. And we had to get a wrangle on it, and we did. And we became a civilized nation, a nation of, you hear this often, a nation of laws. And so cities became inhabitable. It was, you could, I mean, I'm not saying you could always walk around at night and things like that. There's always been a criminal element, but it can be done, because I've walked around European cities and it's not that dangerous. Now, I'm not in the most dangerous areas, keep in mind, but I've walked at night in different areas. And you look at crime, for example, in China. It's very regulated, but they keep you, you're on camera. Japanese. Let very little crime. You can find it if you're looking for it, but it's not going to necessarily find you. In America, go to a big city. Crime will find you. In the universe of the world, go to a big city. Go to Rio de Janeiro. I can tell you, don't wear your gold if you go to Rio de Janeiro. Don't go out of the touristy areas. If you go to Mexico, don't go out of the Mexico City. Don't go out of La Zona Rosa. If you go out of that, you take your life into your hands. You could get kidnapped. It happens all the time. Yeah, outside of Medellin, Colombia, and some of the Bogota, you go out, you go to the wrong places, you're kidnapped, and you better have ransom insurance. And I could go on. The world has gotten more dangerous, but it's gotten even more dangerous when it comes to terror. And what's what we were talking about earlier? You can document it. You can see it. And you ask yourself, how do we get to this? How do we get to the point where we see it coming? We see the anti-Semitism. We see the war escalating between Israel and the Arabs. And the United Nations, which is supposed to be the governing body, the peacekeepers. And we got more wars than ever before. And you know what? They still want their money. They still want to be funded, but they're not stopping any wars. Kevin Jackson's you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Aren't we supposed to get more sophisticated in our approach to conflict? I mean, I have. I was volatile as a kid, man. Oh, I'd rather whoop your butt than have a conversation with you. Say the wrong thing. I mean, I wasn't looking for trouble, but I'm saying if you wanted a fight, I was going to give it to you. And remember when you were in junior high? Oh, so-and-so's going to fight. Ooh, let's go see. Let's run and see the fight. You wanted to see the fight. If you're an adult now, you're like, why are they fighting? You're trying to, you know, ask yourself, what's going on here? Do you have to fight? You're trying to mediate, break it up. Why are you guys wanting to fight? You break them up with your kids, your neighbor's kids. You see two adults out talking smack. You're like, why don't you guys just chill? We all try to mediate, you know, and it's an evolution where you just go, it's not worth it. Guys, is it really worth it? Okay, he bumped you accidentally. Seriously. Fights are no fun. They're no fun to watch. Wars are not fun. That should be the last, absolute last resort. And you would, that what I see it as, quite frankly, is if you want to go to war every time something comes up, maybe it's a lack of sophistication. I told you before, I will be in no wars unless you provoke me. You hit me, you get a war. You don't hit me, I'm not going to give you a war. There's nothing you're going to say to me to make me want to go to war with you. I mean, except you want to kill me. But I'm saying outside of harm to me, I'm not going to war. So we've got a war-hungry machine. And you got to ask yourself, we're throwing money at a peacekeeping organization that charter was, we're going to come into this body and negotiate things and stop the wars, and it doesn't do anything of the sort. So it makes you, as I say, whenever something doesn't compute, you got to stop and ask yourself the question. So what is the question? Are they really determined to stop war? America, the world, or are they feeding the war machine? One of my guys, he said to me, Kevin, do you know right now Hamas is moving people back into the bombed areas? They told people to stay where they are. Do not leave. Let Israel bomb you. They want to show the carnage. We're making videos about it. You don't have to believe me. By the way, we're going to up the video game because we got to get the word out. You're going to see a lot of videos coming out with me in it talking about different things. But they want war. They want carnage. They will put their people in harm's way. This is what terrorists do. America, can you imagine if our military said, look, we want you all to come over here. They're going to be bombing. And it's going to hit some of you. But we have a choice. I know I wouldn't go, but they don't have a choice. The people that Hamas is telling stay in place, they're threatening them. They're putting them in these places. They want them in harm's way. And these are the countries that are getting funded with your tax dollars. Tax dollars from these so-called humanitarian efforts. Go look at these NGOs and see where the money goes. They talk about Gaza being a closed society. You can't get in. Israel's guarding the land, the sea passage. There's one way in through in and out. One's through Israel, one's through Egypt, and it's on lockdown on both of them. You can hardly get in and out of that country. But they managed to get in a lot of armaments, didn't they? How'd that happen? The sneak attack. Previous segment went through the attacks by decade. One attack, and again, you go look it up. Numbers may vary a bit, but you're going to see this. Not too many attacks in the 70s. They say only one. Maybe there were more, and it was against the Saudis. Saudis lost a few hundred people. They bombed the mosque or attacked the mosque. In the 80s, it was the Marine Corps barracks in Beirut that took the brunt of it. I think they said there were 9 attacks. By the way, in the article that I wrote about this, I give you the data of where I got it from. So maybe there's more, maybe there's other stuff, but this is the one that said, here's how we've chronicled this, and here's the measurements and all that. 1 in the 70s, 9 in the 80s, and 19 in the 90s. And it gives you the body count. And as I mentioned before, no guarantees that the numbers are right. That it's from one source. But it did draw me to think about it in the ways that I've been explaining it. 1 in the 70s, 9 in the 80s, 19 in the 90s. And then you get to the 2000s, where terrorism has now had a chance to foment. It's been, you know, fertilized by Iran, money coming into it, Iranian money, and unchecked. Until Trump decided to sanction them, they were pretty much unchecked. And there may have been some times when other presidents sanctioned them. But Trump said, I'm going to put you on blast. Literally. Blowing up generals, wrecking their economy, and so on. But still, terror is growing. The list of countries that get attacked grows every year. I mean, there's 192, give or take, countries in the world. And there's very few of them that haven't been attacked by Muslim terrorists. The number of attacks that occur year after year, they used to keep it by decade. They don't do that anymore. You can look it up by year. And you see when we provide a link, and you'll see how prolific these attacks are. So only a fool will ignore what's happening here. You know where it's coming from. But what's worse is, in terms of these numbers, is we solidly have over 2,000 jihadi attacks every year, whether we want them or not. More and more attacks occurring daily. It's hard to believe that there's almost 6 Muslim attacks every day. So what are we debating here? I don't have the answer, but I'm curious. What's the real underlying debate?
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.